Malware, junkware, crapware, whatever you want to call it, it's almost an epidemic now. Seriously, almost every computer I look at now has this stuff installed. Today I'm going to tell you about a way you can keep from accidentally installing it on your computer. And today I'm adding a new segment to the podcast. It's called Get to Know Scott.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Welcome back to the Computer Tutor Podcast. My name is Scott Johnson, and I'm located here in the sunny state of Florida. I do computer repair, and I've been doing that since 1999. Sometimes people bring me their computer, and on occasion, I go on site when I need to. And by remote access, I work with clients all over the country. If you have a problem with your computer, there's a good chance I can help. Just give me a call at 727-254-9078 or email me at pctutor@gmail.com. And in case you didn't already know this, I send out an email every Monday morning. Sometimes there's stuff in the email that isn't in the podcast, so you should sign up for all my emails. You can do that at my website. Just put your email address in the form right under the three red arrows up in the top right corner. Now, today's computer tip can be seen at my website at computertutorflorida.com/085. So let's get started. Some things in life are fairly predictable. For example, if a politician gets asked a question, he'll talk for a while, but he won't actually answer the question. That's predictable. Here's another predictable thing. If you see a news story about Lindsay Lohan or Justin Bieber, it won't be because they're doing something good. It's because they've done something stupid that mature, responsible adults shouldn't do, so they're probably getting arrested. You could also pretty safely predict that at some point in the future, Facebook will change their layout again, and everyone will hate it, and then they'll complain about it, and then they'll get used to it. Well, there's also something in the computer business these days that is predictable. That's malware. Malware is an abbreviation for malicious software. It's junk that gets on your computer that you don't want there. It could be ads that show up on websites that don't have ads, like the opening search page at Google. Or it could be a bunch of toolbars. Or it could be some windows that pop up and tell you your computer has 936 infections. And that you need to click right here to get it cleaned up. Oh, and by the way, we need your credit card for $29.95. You know, sometimes this kind of puts me in an awkward situation. Like, I'll have someone bring me a computer that's just loaded with this junk, and I can go through and clean it all out. So then they come back and pick up their computer, and it's back in good working order again. And my policy is when someone picks up their computer after a repair, I boot it up, I go online with it, and I show them that it's all working fine again. So that way, they've seen that it's all good before they walk away with it. Because once it leaves my site, I have no control over what goes on with it. Well, the awkward part is when they call me back in a few days and say, Scott, I just noticed that pop-up ad is back on telling me I have a bunch of viruses. I don't know how it got back in because I didn't click on anything that would have done that. And then I have to think about, how can I tell someone tactfully, well, actually, you probably did click on something that brought it in. I know you didn't intentionally click to download that stuff to your computer, but somehow some website or some email figured out a way to trick you into clicking on something you shouldn't have. I talked a few weeks ago in a podcast about how the scammers and hackers are getting more and more clever about figuring out ways to trick you into clicking on something bad. So I'm not going to go over all those ways again today, but I do want to let you know that one of the most common ways now is to have boxes pre-checked during a software download or installation. They're hoping you don't notice that, and a lot of people don't. So the junk software comes along with the thing that you actually wanted to download. But there's a way to protect yourself against that. A perfect example of this is Adobe.com. You know that there are times when you see that little window pop up that tells you that Adobe Reader or Adobe Flash needs an update. Now, for the record, when either of these programs gets updated, you should definitely get the new version because it's usually being distributed as a patch to a big security problem. And for Adobe, the safest way for you to know you're actually dealing with the actual Adobe company is to open a web browser and just go to adobe.com. You click on the page where you download Adobe Flash Player. As soon as you go there, you'll see the big install button at the bottom, so it's very common for the average person to just click install and go through the process. But if you happen to look around on that page before you click the install button, you'd see up at the top there's a checkbox. It's already checked. And right next to it, it says, download McAfee Safe Scan or download the Ask Toolbar at the same time. So even though you didn't ask for that other software, it's going to be installed on your computer just because you didn't notice that the box was already pre-checked, and so of course you didn't uncheck it. And that's how a lot of junk gets installed on people's computers. The scammers sneak things in like that because not everyone's paying attention all the time. Well, not too long ago, someone thought up a great idea. They thought, how about if there's a little program that runs in the background, and when it sees there's a new program being installed, it watches out for those sneaky little boxes and unchecks them for you. And that little program was created. It's called Uncheckey. That's UNCHECKY. You can go get it for free at uncheckey.com. I put it on my computer, and so far it's been working pretty well. Of course, every time I install a new program on my computer, I am immediately ready for the challenge of finding whatever garbage might sneak in, so I'm probably more aware than the average computer user of what's actually happening throughout the installation. Anyway, it's super easy to install. Just download it, run the installation, and let it go to work. Of course, it doesn't really have any work to do until you decide to install some software. You might even put Uncheckey on your computer and then go and download the Adobe Flash Player. That would be an easy one for it to catch, though. I'll tell you what would be a good test for it. If you go to dvdvideosoft.com, there's a program there called Free Studio. It does all kinds of cool stuff, like downloading YouTube videos to your computer, or extracting the sound portion of a video so you can just listen to the audio. And it does a lot more stuff than that, too. But it's free, and the way they make it free is because they try to load all kinds of other junk on your computer. I haven't tried the Uncheckey program on that software installation, so if you try it, you're doing it at your own risk, but I'd be interested in hearing the results. Now keep in mind, Uncheckey is still in beta testing stage, so it might not work perfectly. That means you still need to be very alert about what's happening when you're installing software on your computer. And really, even when Uncheckey is fully released and fully functioning, you should still be alert anyway, just in case. But it's definitely a good additional layer of defense against that crapware that's trying so hard to get on your computer. Okay, I mentioned I'm adding a new segment. I'm calling it Get to Know Scott. So what I'm going to do is, at the end of each episode, I'm going to tell you something about me. Hopefully you'll find it sort of interesting. At least that's my goal anyway. We'll see how it goes. For this first Get to Know Scott, here's a little bit of trivia. My birthday is January 1. Yep, New Year's Day. Usually when people find that out about me, the first question is, were you the first baby born that year? And the answer is yes, sort of. I was born in Ohio, and in the town where we lived, I was the first baby born that year. That meant that my mom and I were on the front page of the newspaper, and my parents won a few $100s in prizes. Of course, the downside is they missed being able to count me as a tax deduction for that prior year. They missed that by about 14 hours. Sorry, Mom and Dad, I got here as quick as I could. If you have any comments or questions or suggestions for future podcast topics, I'd love to hear from you. You can always call my podcast voicemail line at 727-386-9468 or email me at pctutor@gmail.com. So that's it for this week. As always, I'll see you back here next Monday morning with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.